show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Well, it's another great, exciting, and wonderful day. I tell you, this is going to be a day like none other. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. If it's your first time, we welcome you here. Well, this is a show where we are on a mission to move you, to motivate you, to get you going in the direction that is going to take your life, not just to the top, because we've heard that more than enough. It is time to go all the way over. It is time to go over the top. It is time to be living in that place where there is happiness, satisfaction, where we are successful, helping people achieve greatness for their lives, where we live every day on purpose, where each and every day we wake up, it is on purpose, that no day is haphazard, no day is just ho-hum, oh well, no, we are on a mission to ensure that every single day is a day of excitement. So it's going to take some things to get there for some of us. For some of us, let's face it, we may not be there. But guess what? Every single day that you wake up and that you say to yourself, I'm on my way, that does it right there. See, it's better to be on your way and not have gotten there to be sitting somewhere talking about you waiting to get somewhere. No. It's better to be on your way. I'm telling you, along the way is where you will discover success. Sure, you're going to find challenges. Sure, you're going to find chaos sometimes in situations that are traumatic. But guess what? As long as you keep moving, you're going to blow past those situations, and it's going to take you into a whirlwind of greatness. Great, 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 mighty things. Well, welcome to the show. I am pumped up, and I like to repeat my good friend, Ms. Twyla Portis. She says, I am jacked up sideways. You got to be jacked up. Well, I tell you what, I have so many things that I want to share today, but before I do that, I want to just make sure I acknowledge each and every one of you. So glad you could tune into the show today. So glad that you made a decision. See, that's what success is all about. That's what life and fulfillment is all about. It starts with basic decisions. Now, I'm glad you made the decision today to join me in this journey, in this mission, to live a happy, successful life. I'm telling you, when we show up in the room, things change. It's life impacting. It's changing somebody's life. And that's what God wants for you. He created you to be a life changer. But here's the thing. You've got to see how it is changing and affecting your life. So here we have today, we were talking yesterday about how to market yourself within the company. But it may not be the company, it may be the company you own. You still have to market yourself to the community. Maybe you have to market yourself to a wider community. Maybe you have contracts in one area, and that's no longer serving you to the maximum. And so you need to have contracts in another area. Everyone needs marketing, and it's so, so sad to see that for many of us, it has taken us years, decades, to realize that it was something we needed all along. Even high schoolers need marketing. Do you realize that the difference between this student getting the scholarship and that student getting the scholarship, do you realize that sometimes the defining line is marketing? Do you realize that because one student was able to market themselves better than another student, that they got a scholarship? I know we don't like to think about that, but it's the reality. It's here, and guess what? This is the Code to the Lisa Show, and that's my job, is to bring it to you first, let you know what we need to do to get a piece of this pie. I used to love the old sitcom, Moving On Up with the Jeffersons, because guess what? We finally get our piece of the pie, and we're going to do it like it's never been done before. We're going to show them how to do it. You know, you just give us one opportunity to run this baby, and we're going to show them how to do it like it's never been done before. Good morning, good morning, good morning. If you're in the chat room, good morning. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Having so many great, great, great opportunities. You get me one phone call. You get me one conversation with the President Obama, and I'm going to let him know. This is how we can get this thing done. We're going to get it done, y'all, because you know what? It's not one person that's going to make it happen, but every one person putting their efforts in is going to happen. So we welcome you to the show. We're going to give you some tips on marketing. And, you know, here's the reason why we got to get this done. It's because without marketing ourselves, we're going to always come up short. We're going to always come up feeling a little bit empty, or somehow feeling that we didn't get all that we came to get. And the reality is, it will happen. And so we want to be able to position ourselves so that, again, we can demonstrate what it takes. Because, you know, there's a lot of people looking at you. There are the youth. You have people in your community, people in your current position. They're looking to you. You're the leader. You're the person that they need to see that you've got it, that you're doing it. And anybody who gets up and is up this early in the morning, you're on point. You're on point. So what does it take to get to the next level? Well, if you're on your job, and we were talking about this yesterday, so we're continuing our discussion and our conversation that we started on yesterday, and it got down to the wire to the last few minutes, and we had a caller call in making some great points, and she was talking about OPP. Now, I know you know, if some of you remember that song, OPP, you know me. No, we're talking about a different kind of OPP here, and this is something that goes along with marketing and getting the promotion. How do you promote yourself? How do you get the better job? How do you get the best jobs in the company? Like we said, somebody's got to get it. Why not you? Somebody's got to get the promotion. Why not you? As long as they're in companies, there will always be, in most companies, there will always be opportunities for expansion and growth. There are many reasons why openings become available. There are many opportunities where board members or CEOs, top management, is sitting down deciding who next to hire, who next to develop, and why should not your name come up? Well, here's the thing. Your name is not going to come up if they don't know your name. So that's the first thing. You've got to get yourself known. In your company, and put it like this. Now, when we talked about that OPP yesterday, which Ms. Tina brought up toward the end of the show, see, here's the thing. They know your name, but what do they know about your name? Do they know your name as to say, this is somebody we don't want to consider? Or do they know your name every time they're ready to promote someone, your name is thrown out by somebody? And so that's where the marketing comes in. Some people would call it networking. Networking is great. Again, networking might be, some people, when it comes to networking, they stop with collecting a bunch of business cards, getting a bunch of people's names and numbers, and that's good. But you got to take it to the next level. What does that person now know about you? And that's where the marketing is critical. It's essential. It's crucial. So how do we market? And we talked yesterday about what we're going to use. We're going to use we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We're going to use the same basic marketing mix and marketing strategies that big businesses use. And all marketing companies use the same basic four principles of marketing. They call it the four P's. And that's product, price, place, and promotion. And so you got to look at yourself. You're the package. You're the product. You got to look at, what's my product saying? Who is my product helping? And, you know, in marketing, you know, we have the phrase in marketing, we say, find a need and fill it. Find a need and fill it. That is the mantra that all marketing people know and recite and learn. Find a need and fill it. Every marketer, that's what they're out there doing. When you see them out there with their little notepads and doing their research, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for a need. They're looking for something that people, society, communities, business, it could be marketing business to business. They're looking for something that is needed, something that is missing, and they are going to provide the missing piece. That's what every marketing person knows. Find a need and fill it. Now, here's what some marketing people, then they go a step further, and they get design specialists and people to come in. If they cannot find a need, they create a need. So that's why you'll see them come up with various commercials, and they will give out various promotions and things like that, trying to create a need for something. Or they'll go to people in the entertainment industry. Like, for instance, if they want to come out with a new outfit for your children to run to the stores and buy, they will go to the entertainers, the top entertainers, and make them wear it. Or they'll give them money to wear it and all of that. But they'll get them to wear it because they know our children will flock and get it the minute they see it on any superstar. And some adults as well. The same thing with cars and houses. So this is what we're saying about ourselves. As we're marketing ourselves within the company, you're going to use the same concept on your job. You want to get a promotion? Find a need and fill it. You know, everybody loves a hero. So find a need or a hero. Find a need within your company, okay? And more than likely, I'm just going to give you a little tip from what I've learned. More than likely, it's something that other people don't want to do. Or it's a job that usually, you know, not always, but in a lot. Because you put it like this. The jobs that everybody wants them, and more than likely, somebody, they already have that job. But here's the thing, if you find a need that the company has, maybe the company has no one that can connect the product side to the community side, and you develop a need, and you develop a plan for that, you write it up in a proposal, get your name on it, now position that to your superior. If they buy it, great. And, of course, they don't know how to do it, so you're suggesting that you run it. That's a great way to get a promotion within a company. I know it works. I learned it from a lot of people who are skilled in that area, but that's one way to market yourself for a promotion, is to find some need that the company cannot meet. They don't currently have the staff to meet it, or they don't know how to meet it. You give them a proposal on how it will be met. Of course, you're not going to give them the whole thing. Now, here's what some people are worried about. Now, here's the problem with that. Your company will never buy it if your current job is not being fulfilled on a day-to-day basis. Almost no manager or any leader, almost none of them will give you a promotion to another area and the area that you're in is lacking. Even God won't do that. You know, as much as he loves us, and I know he loves us to death, he loves us dearly, as my sister would say, we're the apple of his eye. He loves us, and even God won't give us all these other new projects, and we're lacking in the ones we have. So in other words, you know, we got to finish and make good on what we're doing before we ask for something else. So that's, you know, just my little personal aside there, a tip there for people who can say, well, I've been asking for the promotion, or I've been submitting paperwork for this promotion, but I haven't gotten it yet. Well, I would suggest go back, or I would encourage you, as my good friend and co-host Adele would say, I would encourage you to go back and look at where you are. Now, when I was a recruiter with Continental Airlines, what we used to say, and we would do career development and advancement for staff. So, you know, at that time when I was with Continental in 2000, somewhere from 98 to 2000, we had over, actually 98 to the end of 2000, we had over, just we had about 11,000 employees just in the Newark airport. So, and we were managing the entire East Coast all the way from Canada down to South America and across the waters on the east side. And that was our recruitment area. And we had all these people. And we would do sessions. I remember myself and a couple of the other HR staff, we would do sessions for employees on how to advance themselves on the job within the company. So I'm telling you from experience, again, I said yesterday, this isn't new, but it's not widespread as it needs to be for a lot of people. They still don't know how to do it. So to market yourself within the company, and one of the things we used to say to the employees there at Continental, we would tell them, be a star where you are. Be a star where you are. And for some people, that's so hard to get that concept. But be a star where you are, you will get far. Be a star where you are, you'll get far. But some people, like yesterday we discovered, some people will say, but I'm a star here. Look at me. Look at me. I'm working hard. I'm doing everything. And I still didn't get the promotion. So just go back and listen to the archives yesterday because we talked about what to do in that scenario. Now, another thing about marketing yourself within the company to get the promotion, or it could be in your community, it could be anywhere. Marketing is marketing. Price, product, place, and promotion is price, product, place, and promotion. Wherever you go, however you look at it, whether you're marketing a business, or you're marketing products and services, or you're marketing you. In marketing, there's something in marketing called branding. You have to brand yourself. Just like with Nike, if somebody said Nike to you, the first thing that would come to your mind is what? Probably the little check mark sign, that's called swoosh, it's like a little check mark, or you would think, just do it, because that's what they've branded. If somebody was to say to you, Campbell's soup, what's the first thought that would come to your mind? Probably the thought that says, good, because when we think of Campbell's soup, it's good. They branded themselves by you doing that. So you have to, what's your brand? What do people recognize before they even see you? So before you even walk in the room, before they ever get the letter with your name on it as a proposal, when they think of your name, your vice presidents, your CEOs, your directors, your executive directors, the managers, all the leaders of the company. Because some people have spent so much time. You know, like a lot of people, what they do is when they go into companies, they begin to network with their peers and their coworkers, and that's great because you need to do that as well, because you need to be able to build and manage relationships. So you do, and your coworkers, that's your biggest test of how well you manage relationships. I know, like Tina was saying yesterday, the company's perception of you, when they sit down at the table to discuss who should we hire, who should we promote next on this team, and they do, that's the kind of conversations that we have in human resources, and every manager has those types of conversations. Every company has to do succession planning, every company, whether it's formal or informal, they have to do it. You can get the promotion. I have a book. I can't think of who the author is right now. It escapes me, and I should have had that with me, but I can share it with you on Thursday when we come back, or you can look it up on Google. The title alone will get you the author. It's called How to Become a CEO. And so every company is thinking about this. You don't realize it sometimes, but they are. So the thing is, the minute we get the job, first of all, we have to market and sell ourselves just to get the job. But a lot of people, once they get the job, they stop. They get bogged down in the routine of going to work, doing the job. And typically, what's going to happen there is either some burnout, maybe some frustrations, a lot of unfulfillment, you're not really satisfied. You could end up being underutilized unless you implement and practice these tips and strategies on how to market yourself. You're a marketer. Everybody's a marketer. Everybody should take a course in marketing, because people, you know, a lot of people didn't take those courses because they felt they were only for entrepreneurs and business owners. Even business owners don't always take the course. But you have to take the course. It's a part of your development. Personal, you know, see, again, we weren't taught about this personal and professional development. Again, that was left for them. No, it's for you. It's for me. It's for us. We all have to develop personally and professionally. And again, this is something we need to teach our little children so that they don't have to learn it in their 50s and 60s or their 40s, that they know this. From, like, preschool, they understand what development means and how they're growing and developing. So marketing is something we all need. Even if you work for someone, it doesn't matter. How are you going to get promoted? Again, it may not be for the person if you don't want promotion, but I already know that's not the group here, because anybody tuning into this show want something better. That's why you're here. That's why you would tune into a Coach Lalisa show. That's why you would tune into any coaching show. It's because you do want better. That's the only reason your heart brought you here. It's the only reason your desires led you here. So now that you're here, this is what we have to give to you to help you live your dream, to help you bring to fruition your goals and your desires, the things that you want to do in life, so that you can not only be satisfied, but that you can satisfy those that God places on your path. See, it's not just about you. We understand that. It's not just about me. It's about everyone that God has positioned and is going to place in our path. And so marketing is going to help us do that, believe it or not, because marketing, when you market yourself, one of the things you have to do is that you're going to need, in order to market yourself effectively in the company, you're going to have this thing we call AC. And if you have AC, you need advanced AC. And I'm not talking about the air conditioner that cools us off in the summer. I'm talking about assertive communication. And I'm not talking about aggressive. Don't get assertive confused with aggressive, because aggressive, it may work for a while, but at some point it will stop you. It will hinder you. You can be aggressive to a point. In some jobs, some careers, maybe you have to be a little aggressive. But after a while, it will hinder you, especially when you start leading people. Aggressive might work for a minute, but the minute you start leading people, you are not going to become aggressive without getting burnt out yourself and being stressed. Because it's better to develop the people under you so that they can stand on their own, so that they don't need you there every 5 minutes telling them what to do. It's better to develop them, find their competencies, build on what they can do well. That's the better way to lead, so that those individuals can work on their own without you there. Unfortunately, old school management under McGregor's theory, X style management, the theory was people can't operate on their own. They can't think for themselves. I need to be there to tell them everything. But, okay, that theory might work in some cases, and maybe it worked well in fact when he first developed that. But that theory really isn't all that great today. Today, you want your staff, people who can work on their own, who know what they're doing, and the only way to do that is that you develop them. And the only way to develop someone is you kind of have to help them discover their weaknesses. You have to kind of help them see what they're good at, what they're not good at, and develop that. But back to your marketing plan. You have to come up with a marketing plan just like any business has to do for its products and services. And again, there's branding as it relates to marketing. There's branding. How do you brand yourself? What is your brand? What do people know you as? And inside a company, that's the same thing that's going to make you successful, just like the same thing that made Jolly Green Giant's green peas successful, or Van Camp's pork and beans, or whatever it is. The same thing that made Nike sneakers successful is the same thing that's going to make you successful in the company. You have to brand yourself, you have to find a need and fill it. And then this next piece, which is very big, is that assertive communication. And then the OPP. You have to manage, control, and develop other people's perception of you. And so there's a whole school of thought out there on managing perceptions. You have to manage people's perceptions of you. And the only way we can really do that is to manage our own perception of ourselves. How do I see myself, and how do I want others to see me? Do I want them to see me as someone who takes initiative, who is dependable, who knows how to make good judgments and decisions, who is able to communicate all kinds of people across all lines of management? What do I want people to see? What do I want them to know about me? Or do I want them to know that I'm a hothead, I go off on people, I don't know how to control my temper, or I'm too emotionally unstable when I'm going through a bad day, I might take it out on anybody. Manage that perception. What is it you want people to know? Do you want them to know I'm stable, I have integrity, when I say I'm going to do something, I do it, I have good judgment, I make great decisions, I know how to make a choice? You see, they can either know that, they can know that I'm reliable, I'm dependable, or they can know this person, you can't depend on them, this person is a hothead, or this person is all over the place, or this person, this or that. Again, you manage it. It's up to you. Whatever you want is what you're going to manage. But here's the thing. When it's time for the promotion to the new position, the better position, because we're not trying to get promoted to a lesser position. So it's always better and more. So when we're getting promoted, here's the thing, what I tell my students. Before you go and put your hand up for a new position, study the position first. Don't just put your hand up because it needs a raise. Please don't do that. You may end up so miserable that you would want to give the money back. So don't just take it because of a raise in pay. You could end up very sorry that you did it. So here's the thing. Before you put your hand up, do like any marketing person. Before they put a product out, they research first. That's the first thing they do. I never forget when I took my marketing class, doing my MBA program, I was like, oh, yeah, marketing, rah, rah, this is going to be a great class. Ooh, I can't wait. Marketing, that's the thing there. You know, every company got to market, right? So I was excited. My God, we spent the first half of the semester learning about research. It's like, oh, no, what is this? And the professor swore up and down. He had worked in marketing for years and years. This was at Fairleigh Dickinson University. I'll never forget it. And he swore up and down that, lady, this is how marketing starts. We did so much research, I thought I was an analyst. I thought I was a statistician. You got to get statistics upon statistics upon statistics of what the market wants before you ever give them something. And that's the same thing on these jobs. Before you put your hand up talking about, I want that job or I could do that job, you must first see what that job entails. What does that job want of you? Again, if that job is about making decisions and you are not good at that, you may want to go and develop that skill first. I'll never forget this one job I had. And, you know, there was problems every day. Oh, every day there was a fire to put out, so to speak, or a problem to solve. I should say not a fire to put out, but a problem to solve. And one day my assistant said to me, because I was the person in charge, it was the funniest thing, and one day I said something, or she would come to me with issues and problems to solve, and she would go, well, Elisa, that's why they hired you to solve these problems. I was like, oh, yeah, that's true, huh? So guess what? There are some jobs that's what your job is. It's solving problems. Your job is not to go over there and, you know, fix this and fix that. That's what your staff is there to do. You're solving problems so that they can do that. Anyway, so that's just a tip for marketing ourselves as we're marketing ourselves. Because, again, and I know some companies, if you just talk about all these different jobs you want to do in the company, eventually they're going to look at you like you're not serious. They're like, you just want any job. You can't just, every time you see a posting, you apply for it. I know in some jobs, if you do that, you won't get anything because they will know. They know that you're just, you know, either trying to get out of where you are because you're not doing that well there, or you're just looking for a raise or something. But and that's not what they want. That might be your agenda, but their agenda is getting someone in the job that's a good job fit. And you know, I used to tell people this all the time from a recruitment standpoint, as we were doing recruiting, is that it is more important for the company to get a good person, a good fit. I mean, sometimes we think that the only reason they chose someone is because of their race, color, or creed, or because of politics and all that stuff we think. But sometimes what it boils down to is if that person is a good fit for that job. So when marketing yourself, before you put your hand up and tell somebody that you want that job, it's best to make sure you're a good fit. In other words, does the requirements of the job match your qualifications and skills? And then here's another thing, because this is what I had to face, and it could be very ugly. Even though you may have the job and the skill sets to do the job and the qualifications, you may be overqualified. But here's the thing. Do you have desire to do the job? I mean, there's nothing worse than watching a person in a job where they have great skill, but they have no desire. It's like none. Zilch. Don't do that to yourself. You're only going to make yourself miserable, and it's only going to drive up your medical bill. It's only going to drive up or your family's medical bill. Somebody's going to be, you know, out of sorts with you with that type of move. So don't move like that. So marketing is about positioning yourself. Like we talked yesterday about the CPS. Okay, we talked about the GPS, and we talked about your CPS. We talked about you definitely have to create your own positioning system, just like with the GPS. You put in where you want to go, and that's where it takes you. Well, in your company, you have to look to see where you want to go, where is a good fit, then you put your hand up. Now, Tina was yesterday talking about managing other people's perception, so hopefully she will call in and put her hand up so she can elaborate a little bit more on that or some other point, because she does have lots of experience in this field. And again, if you're just tuning into the show, good morning and welcome. We're talking about marketing and positioning yourself in the marketplace, in your current job or company, or in a new company, or marketing yourself in the community. Maybe you're a private consultant. Maybe you have your own business. You still have to use these tactics or these tools to get the best results. You want results and outcome. What's the best result for your product or your service? And we're saying that within the job, you are the product. You are the service. You have to make sure, if you want to get the promotion, if you want to be even considered, you have to be assertive in your communications. You have to be able to communicate well with others. You have to be, again, if you're going for leadership positions, all leadership people, if you're going for a leadership position, you must be able to demonstrate to them that you know how to communicate effectively across the board. That means you communicate with people in a higher level than you, you communicate well with people in a lower level than you, and you communicate with your peers and your colleagues. And communication involves being assertive but not aggressive. Communication involves being able to resolve any and all conflicts. And what that means is you don't have coworkers that you're rolling your eyes at. You don't have coworkers that you don't speak to, or colleagues or supervisors or managers. You have to be able to, if a conflict arises, and sometimes they will, most times they will, because of our differences, because we are all so different, conflict not might arise, it will arise. And the only people who think it won't, they're only fooling themselves. Conflict is coming. But here's the thing. You have to know how to solve it, resolve it. And one good way to resolve conflict, this is the best way that I've learned. You all may know other ways. Please call in and tell me. 347-945-7991 and hit your number one key to raise your hand. This is how you resolve any problem. It's with communication. That's the only way. You have to communicate. You have to sit down with the person and talk about the issue or the facts. You know, use those I statements. Just talk about the facts. Talk about how you feel. Don't talk about anybody else. You can't bring up, and this is the worst thing you do, is bring up what's happening with someone else. You can't do that. The only person you could do that with maybe is a close family member, maybe a sister. Or you could do that with someone else. You can't do that with anyone else. You have to do that. You might can do that with a very, very, very close family member, but it's the only person that you can do that with. Other than that, you have to absolutely sit down with your coworker, your supervisor, your manager, and talk it out. Now, here it could be painful, and here's where you can get instruction. You can get a coach. They can coach you through it. You can, you know, join a team. You could have a mentor. You could have someone that is mentoring you. They will show you how to do it. It's just a learning process. It's just learning how to do it. When we don't know how to do it, we just ask someone that is skilled. And there are many people, that's their major, communication. But that's a leadership trait. So if we're on a job and we're trying to market ourselves, telling people we're a manager and, oh, I could do the manager's job and, oh, I should be a manager and I've been here longer than them and how come they got it and I didn't, well, check to see if you have those managerial skills. One, the key to communication, the key to solving conflict, well, the key to being a leader is communication. And the key to communication is you've got to be able to resolve conflicts. And then another key to communication is that you have to be able to communicate with everyone. Again, you can't have these silos of people that you don't talk to. And, well, I don't like the leader of marketing, so I'm not going to communicate with them. Or I don't like the head of the budget department, so I don't communicate with them. Or I don't get along with the person in that division over there. So, no, that's not how you do it. You have to do that. The other thing, leaders and people who want to have a bigger, if you want to have a staff of people working with you, to fulfill a mission or a goal, you have to make decisions. You have to be able to make decisions, be a good decision maker. Know what decisions need to be made. Try to figure it out beforehand. The sooner you discover an area where a decision needs to be made, the sooner you can get planning, and the sooner you can get to the bottom of things. You can be successful in any company, in any job. And here's the thing. You may market yourself so well that you may market yourself right out of that company. That has happened. You may market yourself right into your own business. You may market yourself into a better company. You may market yourself into a higher position with another company. There's so many marketing. Okay, so another part of marketing in terms of you are the product. Build your skills. It's just like with any company. You can take General Mills, for instance. They make cereal. They're constantly developing. Look at Cheerios, and then they have, you know, Cheerios with, you know, Honey Nut Cheerios, and now they got, you know, Gran Cheerios that has multi-grain in it, and all these different areas, different things that they've done to develop the Cheerio. Well, think of yourself as a product. What have you done lately to develop yourself? And I know you're doing something great, so if you're listening to the Coach with Lisa show, please list this on your resume that you have a personal coach, because I'm your personal coach. You can get any of my bio information off of my website. You have my LisaJWilliamsWebsite.com, or you can go to my PerformanceStrategiesUnlimited.com website, and you're welcome to use any information on there, because that's my company, and that's what I'm doing. And you can use that, absolutely. When it comes to your resume, when it comes to your development, and they say, well, what training are you getting? You can say, well, I'm being trained by, you know, Coach Lisa J. Williams. She has an MBA in human resources. She's working on a PhD in training and performance improvement. I'm giving you permission. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, I am giving you permission to use my name. I only ask that you just shoot me a little email letting me know you did. This way, if somebody calls me questioning me about you, I can know what to say. I can know, you know. So, but I have no problem. If you've been coming on this show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, this week, that week, that week, you are welcome. You are welcome. Because I've been pouring out and others have been pouring out. And, yes, we have Mr. Versi Walker. But you are welcome to use me. It's what I do. Say, oh, she's a professor at Essex County College. And I've been learning there. And I feel that I've been developed in this area now. And I'm ready to move into this position. That's assertive communication. Sitting down with your manager, letting them know I've been studying and training under blah, blah, blah. And this person has this, this. And you can print my bio out and give it to them. It's not a problem. Not to promote me. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you get the promotion. That's what I'm here for. If you need one-on-one coaching to get that promotion, please email me. I did get an email. I know that I did get an email from one of you, and don't worry, I'm going to follow up on that and work with you and get you the training that you need. That is coming very, very soon. But any of you, and also I know there's a couple of others that you have also gotten some coaching sessions from some of the programs that I put forth, fine, welcome, let's do it. Okay, so some of you came to the Got Motivation Then Speak, and from that you got a free coaching session. Absolutely, anytime, you just let me know, send me an email, and we can get started. Reaching that goal, reaching that success level, whatever that benchmark that you want to reach, maintaining that standard. But back to development, just like, look how far the Dorito has been developed. Even for something like Wrigley's chewing gum, which didn't change for a long time, and then all of a sudden they came out with so many other different styles and types of Wrigley's chewing gum even. And so that's it. You got to develop yourself. And you're going to be much more aggressive than Wrigley's, because they were very, very slow, and it took them a very long time. But for a long time, they just had Juicy Fruit, Spearmint, and Peppermint. That was it. And it was a long time before they got anything else. And then they got Winter Fresh and a few other things. But you're going to develop yourself much quicker, much more like the Doritos. I mean, like, oh, every year they're coming out with a new flavor of Dorito. Sometimes it doesn't work, but most of the flavors they've come out with have been very successful. Why? Because they've studied the market. So at the company you're at, you know, study your company. Know what the company needs. Remember the slogan for marketers, find a need and fill it. And where you can't find a need, create one. Make them think they need something. Show them where they're lacking. A lot of, you know how we have online learning now? That's how we got online learning. Somebody decided that, you know what, you're missing out on a lot of students that can't get to a college campus, don't have the time, don't have the wherewithal to get there, but these are individuals who will make great students, they'll study hard, they'll make your college look great, and they'll pay you lots of money. Let's put together online, and especially once computers became almost like a standard household item, and with laptops, it was just a no-brainer. Find a need and fill it. Same thing with cell phones. When people began to be so mobile, always on the go, that was just the next thing to, you know, put a telephone in a person's hand and make it mobile. Find a need and fill it. Now, I know some things that we have, we think, we don't need that. Well, that goes to show you how they can create a need. They'll create, like bungee jumping. Who needed that? But they created that and made people think, oh, you want to feel free. Here's your chance to feel free. Just jump off of this cliff. And a lot of people bought it, even paid. I'll never forget, we were in Virginia Beach, and my brother-in-law was going to do it. He was going to pay good money to bungee jump, at least $60 or so. Whoever thought that strapping yourself in a harness and jump, they made a lot of money. Why? Because that's what marketers do. They find a need and fill it and or create a need through commercials, advertisements, and other things of that nature. So you got to market yourself. You got to develop yourself. You got to get your communications on point. You got to be a star where you are before you ask for another position. That's with God or with your company. Before you ask for the new position, make sure you are successful in your current position. No, take my word for it. No manager in their right mind, unless they're your husband or your wife or your mother or your father, but no manager is going to promote you and you're not successful in your current job. I'm sorry, it just won't ever work. Their mind can't go there. They can't even contemplate that. So don't try it. Be a star where you are, then begin to let other people know in the company what you want to do. You've got to tell somebody. Okay, people on the job, they're great, they're wonderful, they're smart, they're intelligent, but they're not mind readers. God did not give them the ability to read your mind. Now, there are people who can discern, and there are people who can kind of think they know what you're thinking, but guess what? They can miss the mark, so a lot of people don't even try. And I can't read your mind, and you've got to tell me what you want. I mean, I really learned this the hard way. You have to have assertive communication. You have to be able to let your employer know, I'm ready to move. But again, if your current house is messy, they're not going to take you serious. They're not. God is the same way. You know, that's like a person in an apartment and we can't keep it up and we're telling God, God, give me a house. He's like, no. I'm not going to give you a house. You won't even fix up your little one-room flat. No. You know, we got to clean up where we are before we're going to get to the next level. Same thing when it comes to money. We're like, God, I'm ready for millions. He's like, no, because you're not managing that 100 you got. You're not managing that 1,000 that you had. No, you're not ready for millions. So what we have to do is, in marketing, that's what marketers do. They are successful where they are. Like, you didn't see Doritos trying to come out with something before they had perfected just the basic nacho cheese Dorito. No. They perfected that. They got it out there. They knew it was successful. And then they said, let me go for something else. Okay? So we have about 9 minutes left to the show. And I just want to make sure if there's any comments that we come in now, because we absolutely, I have a long drive and I have to get off right at 8, jump in the car and drive for about 2 hours. So I'm going to have to definitely end at 8. So if you have any comments you want to make, now is the time to raise your hand by hitting the number one key, and or you can call in if you're not on the lines, 347-945-7991. And all of those of you who are in the chat room, good morning and welcome. Motivation Master, okay, we got a Master for Motivation right here, right here. Great, great, great. And also we have, yes, Ms. Kiva, Hypno Solutions. Welcome, welcome, Mr. Q Bonita. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It's almost over. We only have a few minutes left. I think I have my, there we have. Yes, okay. All right, Ms. Tina, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, I was listening. You are right as far as in the person believing that there is a product, because that's also part of what you need to do in your perception. Just like a company creates a marketing plan to influence how consumers think to encourage them to purchase certain products, you are creating a perception about yourself to encourage people to respect your judgment, to buy your ideas, and to buy you as a product. So that's why perception is important, because you're going to come in and you're going to have those qualities that you spoke about with that company. If you know information about that company and you research it, you're like a product. You're coming in, you're selling yourself to that company.
That's right. That's right. You are the product. You
yes.
are the product. What development strategies are you applying to yourself? How are you developing? You know, as you develop, so will your business develop or your promotions develop. As you
right.
develop, as you learn those new skills, how to communicate effectively, assertive communication, as you
right.
learn how to master other people's perceptions of yourself, how are people perceiving you? Do they perceive you as a decision maker, a team player, a person who's able to communicate across the lines? Some people get caught up in just communicating with their peers and their colleagues. But can you communicate? And a lot of times, and like we were talking yesterday, Tina, and you brought it out into the show yesterday, is that a lot of times if they see that you don't know how to communicate with management, people higher than you, like maybe you're afraid, maybe you're timid, you're not bold enough, assertive enough in meetings, or you don't even show up to meetings because you're afraid, you're timid, they're probably not going to promote you higher than like an assistant. You may get to be an assistant, so to speak, because they still feel that they can, they still, you know, they may really like you, and so now they can still kind of manage you a bit and help you get it done because they just really like you. But for you to stand on your own two legs, like what if that manager, this is what I always tell people, that manager that likes you so well, what if they leave?
Right.
You can't assume that a manager who really likes you and is kind of carrying you, you can. So I won't develop myself because this manager's got me. Well, that manager may leave. And what happens when you get someone new in? Well, they don't know you. They haven't developed that relationship with you. They're not going to carry you. Now you're expected to stand on your own two feet. And then it's like, oops. Uh-oh, what do I do now? Oh, wow, this isn't fair. It's the first thing out of our mouths. This isn't fair. This isn't right. I'm quitting. No, no, no. So you want to always be a step ahead of the game, always developing yourself for the next level. And don't ever worry about, this is one thing I tell people, even though I know it's hard for some people to really do, but don't ever worry about who is afraid that you're going to take their job. Don't ever worry about that. Because a lot of times that's just false evidence appearing real.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times, Tina, I found that people assume that others, you know, that's the first thing they want to say about a manager. Oh, they just think I want to take their job. they may not even be thinking about that. They may not care if you do take their job. They might want you to take their job so they can get a promotion.
That's true.
So develop yourself to the level that you can. Don't not do it because you're worried that someone thinks you want their job. I don't care. You know, I don't care if President Obama thinks I want his job. So what? There's nothing, in other words, what I'm trying to say, there's nothing wrong with wanting a higher position. But again, it's the way you go about it, being assertive, not aggressive, being tactful, not arrogant, is what I'm trying to say. So, here we are. Yes, oh, we have another caller. Let's get this caller on the line. Welcome. You have about 1 minute to make your point or comment. Welcome.
I only need 1 minute. Hi, LaLisa. It's Howard Scott. How are you today?
Mr. Scott, author, the motivational speaker. He has an awesome book, Seeds Grow. Mr. Scott, take it away. You got 60 seconds or more.
I got to say this about marketing. You just have to be persistent. Whatever it is that you want to achieve, you have to look at the goal in front of you, and no matter what roadblocks are put in front of you, if that's what you want, you go and get it. You tell your mind that this is what I want. You repeat it on the motion picture screen in your mind on a rapid, regular basis, and it must come true. If it's based in truth, it will come true. And I just wanted to say I had so much fun with you. So many people came to me after the Got Motivation Then Speak It was 2 weeks ago in Newark, and I understand that it's moving now to Tampa, Florida. I'm so happy for Adele Foster, and I'm looking forward to working with you. I have a contract that came out of that entire event that we did in Newark with the Newark Public School System, and I'm going to need some help. There's a lot of kids there. One school has 1,300 kids, and they all need to be motivated, inspired, and so that they can reach their heights, and we need you to do it, Lisa.
Wow.
Well, yes. You know what, Mr. Scott, you are truly amazing. And to come on here on the show and to say that, and you know that it would be my desire to help to motivate you. So trust me, I will be calling you. And, hey, y'all, I'm going to get a chance to do some assertive communication. How about that?
My Lord. And the last thing I want to say is that everyone that's out there, if you are like 30 and above, we are the new elders, and we have to take our position. So let's get busy doing what we have to do. To learn more about what I do, just go to howardjscott.com, and let's get on the train and get these kids motivated to their full potential so that our race of people will continue on and on and on and on to the greatness that we was put here to do in the first place. God bless and be well.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Scott. Thank you. Yeah, that was Howard Scott. You can go to his website, howardjscott.com. You just got a great sample of what this man is about, how he is there to motivate others, to push our youth to their highest level, something he's been doing for 30-something years, an entrepreneur, $1 million over. He made his first million at age 22, I believe, with his first company, a manufacturing company, him and his twin brother. They are awesome. They are powerful. Trust and believe. They are dynamic. Miss Tina, thank you. Thank you for being here again. Oh, now, you know, Tina, we got to come back Thursday with part three.
Okay.
Because we're out of time again. I don't know how this happens, but soon and very soon, it will be a two-hour show, and we will have other pieces to add to it. We have some great things coming up for you all. Please go to the websites, check everything out. We have wonderful events coming up right here in the beautiful, wonderful city of Newark, New Jersey. We got Motivation and be traveling around. We got so much going on. It's amazing. Please, please, please go online, get our books. You will be blessed, and you will be amazed. Tina, you know, I will probably talk to you a little bit later today. Also, to others, it's been great. It's been real. And you got to just keep moving on up. Thanks again, Tina.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody in the chat room. Thanks, you, Kiva, Cubanita. Thank you. Thank you. to our good friend Elaine. I'm going to call you later. Elaine, the Wyndham is a go. It's a done deal. We're going to make it happen. Those of you who don't know what I mean by that, you're going to find out later. There's an email that will be coming out. Please, please, if you get a chance, go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/CoachLalisa. Please leave a comment in the comment box. If you can't, you can leave a comment on my Facebook page, and I will post the comment for you. But that's how we're going to grow. That's how we're going to get this show on the move. And remember, as you grow and develop, as I grow and develop, I'm your coach. You can put on any resume, on any portfolio that you need, on your curriculum vitae or whatever, that you have a coach, Coach Lalisa, and you can talk. You can list any other topics that we've coached you on. If there's an area that you need a certificate in, a certificate, I can provide that through my company, Performance Strategies Unlimited. If you would come, we do training, 4-hour training sessions, 8-hour training sessions, 4-week training sessions, 6-week training. It's a professional training and development company. If you need the training because you need the certificate to show your company that you've been trained in that area, leadership, management, customer service, personality assessments, you name, you know, those areas is the areas that we work. Small business development, business development, just understanding your company's mission, goals, and strategies is a training all by itself. If you want to prove to them that you really know what the bottom line is all about, please give us a call. All right, y'all, have a great and powerful, powerful day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Don't forget, it's Wednesday morning, midweek motivation with First CL Walker. He is back, and he's going to be ready to go, and we can't wait. We look forward to it. Now go out and motivate yourself and others.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.